So we're 24 hours into the free agent period in both the NBA and the NHL. Both the Red Wings and Pistons have made some moves. And they're both interesting. Both teams have made moves that are sort of changing their identity a little bit. We'll get into the Red Wings later on. But they made a couple of pretty good additions I like to this team, but I'm not sure if I necessarily love them. I like them, but it feels like they've got so much more to do. And the Pistons, on the other hand, we're talking about the team that was the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and they've made some moves that I don't think are necessary. I think it's a little bit better than along the margins, but it also looked like they cleared out space to add something big, and they haven't done it yet. You know, whether they swung and missed on Kawhi Leonard, did they get involved in the Jaylen Brown sweepstakes and they not have enough to offer? My guess is, you know, that's difficult to do. If you have to give up a player in there, if Boston just wanted to get draft picks, then you could have made something happen. But I don't think that was the case. You know, there's lots to be talked about with what the Pistons have or haven't done. Earlier this morning on ESPN, Brian Windhorst, their NBA insider, was talking with Kendrick Perkins, former player and current analyst over there, about the direction of the Pistons and where things kind of stand with Trajan Langdon and adding to this team 24 hours in. So that's Brian Windhorst. And I think it's interesting because Brian Windhorst started all this mess last week, right around this time. In fact, it was, because we did Thursday show last week from Shannon Creek, and the whole show was about his comments that I think a lot of people on Twitter took out of context and said that the Pistons are going to be in on, you know, whether it was Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James or Jaylen Brown, led us all to think, well, they're in on it. That's not what he said. What he said is that now that they've got an opportunity to perhaps go after a guy like that, I think he got some blowback on that. Now he's pissed because, wait a minute, I set this up and they haven't done that. And he even got called out by some of the co-hosts on the show there. It's interesting. We have Kendrick Perkins talking as well. So Kendrick Perkins offered up his opinion on where the Pistons are at. So you hear what he has to say. You heard what Windhorst had to say. Windhorst doesn't think that they've done enough. He thinks it's a little bit of a disaster here. Kendrick Perkins seems to think more along the lines, I guess, of you, Kang, and that.
Well, to be honest with you, I think I agree with both of them.
Yeah, I know. You're still waiting for more, but at least you right now, as they're constructed, you think this team is better than what they were last year, which is what Kendrick Perkins is saying, although you're not saying it as emphatically as Kendrick Perkins is. And I kind of agree with both of the guys, too. I mean, the first thing I was thinking of, you know, when Kendrick Perkins says that they're replacing Isaiah Stewart with John Collins. I'm like, no. They're replacing Tobias Harris with John Collins. They're replacing Isaiah Stewart with Isaiah Joe, perhaps, at least player for player.
They're different players. Paul Reed's going to get the minutes.
Paul Reed gets the minutes, so that's probably more appropriate. And that's where you're looking at. But, yeah, I'm with – and we asked the question, 248-539-9797. is which side are you on right now? You're kind of like on the Windhorse side. It says this is they haven't done enough at this point. Or are you on the Kendrick Perkins side that says, wait a minute, I actually like what they've done. They're changing the identity a little bit. They're becoming more versatile as a team, a better shooting team, and you like the direction where they're at. I'm waiting for more. And maybe that's probably the safe place to go for any fan is you want more. You want to see them do more. And when you see teams like the 76ers go out and swing the trade for Jaylen Brown, you're like, wow, that player was available and they got him. It's in the division. It's to a rival. You know, he just went from Boston to Philadelphia. We're seeing signings where players are going from New York to Boston. We're seeing all this movement in the Eastern Conference. It's all within the Eastern Conference. Giannis stays in conference and goes from Milwaukee to Miami. And there's opportunities there, and the Pistons missed out on Kawhi. Kawhi now comes into the Eastern Conference, goes back where he started at Toronto, and what's left? And the one thing I would caution is okay, maybe there's not that free agent move. There's LeBron, but I'm not holding my breath that LeBron's going to sign with the Pistons. It's a trade, and it doesn't have to be just the names we're hearing. We've heard that Trey Murphy could be on the trading block. Oftentimes, a trade happens, and you're like, whoa, I didn't know that guy was, because you don't hear about it. So when people say the trade market's dried up, well, no, the trade market that maybe we've heard about is dried up. It doesn't mean the trade market's dried up. We don't know who's available, who's not available.
You're thinking maybe there's something we don't even know about yet. Yeah. Odds are it's just, you know, something plain and but maybe there is something really cool that we haven't heard. Yes. And
maybe Lauri Markkanen is available. I don't know. You know, but something like that. Okay, but like you, I'm holding out. I want that other move, though. I don't think they've done enough. I think, yes, they might be slightly better, but it's going to look like a different team out there. And part of the slightly better is, you know, the crossing the fingers and hoping the guys are going to get better year to year. I think some of those are good bets, and I think others are like, I don't know. Do I think Cade can get better? Yeah, I think Cade can improve on things and become a more complete player. But I don't know if you're going to see an increase in points or assists necessarily. But maybe it's a decrease in turnovers, which helps. Maybe it's an increase in his three-point percentage, which helps. I do think Jalen Duren, when he is re-signed, is going to be that's a player to watch. But I think he's got a lot more meat left on the bone to mature as a player. I think the same thing with Ausar Thompson. But I think other players might regress. Guys come off the bench. Is Caris LeVert going to take a step back? Is Duncan Robinson going to take a step back? I don't know. You know, you can't expect everybody to improve doesn't even have to be leaps and bounds. It has to be steps.
Well, I think that how Cade gets better is not just himself getting better, but he gets better when the supporting cast is better. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how you help Cade get better. And as far as the other guys, they're definitely expecting Ausar Thompson to take some kind of leap forward offensively. It may not be him knocking down threes all of a sudden, but he's got to find better offensive game around the rim in the paint. He's got to develop maybe some kind of floater or just at least a 10-foot, you know, jumper. B-Ball Paul is more offensively gifted probably than Beef Stew. Beef Stew, his big pro on him and his big benefit was elite rim defender. You know, he could body you. I mean, he would use his force and he brought toughness. Right now, they're going, and Tobias, he brought this veteran leadership. He was your number two scorer in the playoffs, and you're not going to get far, if, with all due respect to Tobias Harris, as your number two scorer in the playoffs. And so they think that getting John Collins, who has a more offensive skill set, more athletic, that they got better there.
But he may not be better.
He may not. I mean, it may be marginal, too. And I think they want it to be a little bit more than marginal. So, and as far as Duren, he just has to get better in the playoffs. Full stop, end of story. Like, he cannot come into the playoffs and average 10-8. That's not what a third-team All-NBA player is supposed to be doing.
Absolutely not. Nick is in Flint. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call this morning.
Sure, thank you.
You know, I'm kind of leaning towards I want to see more with the Pistons. You know, we had a good run this year, 60 wins. That's awesome. It looks like Duren's market's dried up, you know, except for Sacramento. So if he wants to go there and light the beam, that's one thing. But Lakers are out now with Walker Kessler. You know, I don't hate the John Collins signing. It was sad to see Tobias go. You know, his second stint here was good, and I liked that. You hear rumors about Rui Hachimura that's still out there, at least as of last night. But the big ones, you know, Trey Murphy, you know, the Pelicans have been, you know, fielding offers and having discussion on that. And I think one of the things that concerns me is that Jaylen Brown trade from last night. Boston got back some draft picks. Correct me if they're swaps, but they added more draft picks to their collection where, you know, they could go dangle those to New Orleans, and then all of a sudden Trey Murphy's in Boston instead of Detroit. Therefore, the East just gets stronger around us. So it's concerning on my side.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I think we're all waiting to see what the next move is. If Kendrick Perkins is really of the belief that, oh, they're done, good, they look better, I guess I'm left underwhelmed. You know, they may be slightly better. It looks like they're changing what this team is really going to be about. They're going to be a better shooting team, and hopefully that results in better play. I've said before, this team's not going to win 60 games this year. I don't expect them to win 60 games in the upcoming season because I think the landscape of the Eastern Conference is just too damn tough. They need to make the playoffs, and they should make the playoffs. Once they're in, every series is going to be a dogfight, as we just talked about. Every team looks like they've gotten better in the Eastern Conference. Every team looks like they've gotten deeper in the Eastern Conference. And right now, the Pistons need to add more to the front court. When I say front guy, I mean more to the starting rotation. They need another piece. They need the number two guy.